This is officially a mess. This is who they are. That's who they are. What you saw yesterday, they'll win some games. They I don't know how, but they will. But they're not gonna. They're not. You better not have them in year seven in heaven tomorrow. I tell you that right now. You damn well better not have them. It's you can do as you wish, but I'm gonna be screaming at you tomorrow if you put them at seven in heaven at 7 o'clock.
Well, I thought for sure they would be.
That is not heavenly. That is absolutely hellish.
I thought for sure they'd be 3-1 after the first four games.
Well, here we are. They have a chance to be 2-2, allegedly.
All right, so I asked you a question in the opening segment. When you have a terrible offensive line, I mean, your season's doomed. So
yeah.
I don't want to write off the entire season based on what we've seen the first 3 weeks. It obviously doesn't look pretty, and when you got guys going and getting their MRIs today, and of course...
I got three guys getting an MRI on that offensive line.
And of course, bigger than all of them is Myles Garrett's MRI,
yeah.
And he's not on the offensive line, but... The offensive line is something we've taken for granted over the years because we've just been so damn good up front that it allows you to do so many more things in the NFL. And especially the one thing that obviously Stefanski teams have done really well when they've been at their best is the play action stuff, is the ability to truly throw off defenses. They have no idea when you're going to run the ball, pass the ball, all that. Well, yesterday... You were down, and it wasn't like you were getting blown out, but it felt like you were. And they were teeing off. And it also felt like while they were sending, you know, a fifth guy, a sixth guy, I swear to God, there was a play where I thought they sent eight guys. And you were not, you saw it. Everybody knew before the play. It wasn't like they were disguising it. And yet there was no understanding of those blitz elements from either your coaching staff or your quarterback. You've got a veteran quarterback, and now you've got a veteran coach that has seen a lot, and yet they were not able to make those adjustments yesterday. Or even if they were able to make the adjustments, they still can't block them because the offensive line is in shambles. So the question is going forward, Kenny, is how in the world do you make this work if that line is going to be that banged up and the book is clearly out? You can blitz these guys.
I don't know, other than you got to get Nick Chubb back to be able to keep any team honest because then you'll be able to run the football. But what type of Nick Chubb am I supposed to expect? That's unfair to Nick Chubb. They're in bad shape, Tone. This is not good. Again, you had a chance in this football game. If you were playing a good team, you'd have been even angrier than what you are yesterday because they'd have blown your doors off. Your priorities are wrong. The entire scope of what this franchise is wrong. They don't know what they can do offensively. They don't know what they want to do offensively. Last week, it looked like a Kevin Stefanski offense. What did this week look like? I got no answer. Do you have an answer? I got guys. Can we go through the problems here? This is where it's like, guys, take your pick. This is why I say this is who they are. And I think they probably should know it. And it's not going to be good for the rest of the year. I don't think they're going to be a 3-win football team. They ain't going to be very good. They're not going to be very good. I think they might get 7. That's where they're going to be. And I don't know how they're going to get to those 7, but they're going to have to find a way to do something there. And then eventually throughout the season, we are going to start to talk about coach or quarterback and who stays and who goes and all that other stuff. But guys, this is so bad, you could just take your pick. No one's wrong today. That's the beauty of today, is everybody can be mad and nobody's wrong. Nobody's ill-informed. I got people, Ken, you got to put it on the ownership. Yeah, they're the owners of the football team. Ken, you got to put it on the head coach. He's the head coach of the football team. That's what they get. I don't know what Ken Dorsey does. I have no idea what he does. I don't know what Paul DiBattista does. And then yesterday, if it wasn't enough, the microcosm of our entire problem at the position was highlighted on the very last pass that you tried to complete because it bounced off his chest and on the ground, which it should have been caught because he's a professional wide receiver that was drafted in the third round. Oh, wait, that's right. I have a general manager that can't draft wide receivers. He overdrafts wide receivers in the third round, and so he notoriously has to trade for these wide receivers or be on every single trade conversation imaginable for wide receivers because, damn it, we just can't draft him. We can't draft him. Other teams, they find them in the fifth round. They find them here. They find them there. They find them everywhere. We can't do it. It's impossible. So we wait for wide receivers to have problems with their organization, and then we want to jump in on it. That's what we do. We trade for these guys. And, hey, so far, the guys they traded for, I got no problem with Jerry Jeudy. Jerry Jeudy's done fine. I got no problem with Amari Cooper. Amari Cooper's obviously done fine, and it was great that at least he had a good game yesterday. At least we had that. But other than that, there was nothing that was any good whatsoever. I fear for Joel Bitonio that this is his last season. You're putting him at a disadvantage. I fear that I'm never going to see Jed Wills ever again. And you could say, good, that's fine, because nobody really likes Jed Wills out there. But you need Jed Wills out there. And he's hurt again. Who knows what that's going to be? And Jack Conklin, that's done. We're done. He's getting a hamstring injury. I don't think his body can take football anymore. It's been a year. I know I'm saying some wild stuff, but what else am I supposed to wonder with the man? There's nothing else to wonder. So I have an offensive line that is in tatters. I have a coach that I don't necessarily trust to begin with on the offensive line. I mean, this is what comes off the top of my head. I haven't even gotten to the defense. Dancing for 20 seconds. There's a flag 40 yards behind you. You're dancing. And it's not just dancing. It's not just celebrating. It's choreographed. What are you working on? What are you working on? I got a guy who everybody liked in the third round. Hey, Barry might know how to draft defensive.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Backs, you might know that. I got a guy who everybody loved. He is getting torched. And we have no interest in bracketing because that's going to hurt our egos. We got to go, man, okay.
Or putting our best corner, one of the lockdown corners in the league, on the guy that is torching you.
We are getting torched, and it looks like the only thing we practiced throughout this week was a dance. At least the dance looked good. But in fact, it didn't count because there was a penalty on the play. And if
the dance counted. I mean, that is a dance. You can't take that off the board. You know, it's like those NCAA banners they try to take down. No. I saw it. Reggie Bush's Heisman, I watched it.
Yeah, but just like the Reggie Bush Heisman and just like the banner, you saw it just like people saw the dance. So it counts in your mind, and it doesn't count for a good thing. 216-474-0092. I mean, take your pick. But I'm just telling you guys right now, right now, this is who they are. And for the future, this is who I think they're going to be. And it leads to very big, big, big problems. And we haven't even gotten to what they were chanting at the stadium yesterday. They're not going to open up that door. Not yet. Maybe by the time they come back against Cincinnati on October 20th. Maybe by that time. They're not opening up that door. Mm-mm. Because once you walk through it, you ain't never walking back. And how much is left on that contract?
Oh, Deshaun?
Yeah, how much?
Oh, I mean, you still got two more years.
Okay. They ain't walking through that door unless they absolutely have to. Not a chance. Mm-mm. It might get to a point here in a couple of weeks where they go, you sure you're feeling okay? Are you sure you're feeling... Are you really sure you're feeling okay? Maybe it gets to that. But it's going to be... It's got to be pure... And yesterday wasn't fun. It's got to be pure, unadulterated hell, but unlike anything we've seen, to pull him out. Because you're not walking back through that door again. It's over, it's broken, and it will never be fixed if you do that. Like, now you can at least, like, there are people out there, they believe that he is still good. They believe that he is still can be 2020 who he is. And I feel bad because I don't think that those people live in reality. But there are people who believe that. Once you do that, you're not even fooling those people anymore. That's it. You can't do it. 216-474-0092. Dave in Macedonia. Hello.
Morning, boys.
Hi. By the way, I'm not getting any pushback at all about what I'm saying here. I can only say so much. None.
You know, you're not going to get it from me.
Okay.
Listen, you know, how do you think the phone call went yesterday? Hello, Paul. Sandman, you said it wasn't going to be this way. Well, Jimmy, sometimes, you know, can you imagine the locker room? And, you know, you're pretty close to everything, so you probably already know. You just can't say. Locker room's got to be a mess. It's a mess.
I don't think it is yet. I think it will be. Eventually it will be.
Yeah, well, it's closing pretty quick. And this is the year to lose because it's a good class coming out. Just, you know, you might as well. You got to get rid of this guy. I don't care if you eat it. I don't care if he gets suspended and you can get it back. But, you know, you just got to rebuild the offensive line. That's no question about that. And then get a young guy in there. There's plenty of guys that could come in and teach. I mean, it's automatic. I mean, to me, in my opinion, you know, DTR, he's probably not the guy. Not that I would discard him, but, you know, you get a Flacco-like guy in here, draft one of these guys, whether it's Cam Ward or Ewers or whatever. Okay. You're gonna have to give away a lot to get up there.
I mean, Dave's already talking about Dave. Thank you for the call. Dave's already talking about next April.
My God,
Dave's already talking about April, guys.
Well, I saw a suck for Shador. I don't know how many times last night.
We will get to that conversation if this continues. I promise you that.
It is too early in the season to be doing this.
Is it too early?
My God.
Is it too early because you have faith that they'll turn around? Or is it too early because you're uncomfortable having the conversation?
No, it's,
that's what you need to ask.
It's absolutely uncomfortable. It's absolutely uncomfortable.
I'm glad you gave it.
The injuries already taken their toll. You're 3 weeks in, and unlike last year, all these guys we joked that weren't at the Greenbrier were able to come in and help out. A bunch of guys that were not there during training camp were able to come in and help out. I mean, do you think there are guys in that locker room that were like, we can kind of go through the motions in training camp. We can kind of go through the motions, you know, with preseason and all that. And even, you know, you drop the first game. Okay, you drop two first because he's going to save them because that was last year. Because that's an anomaly. That doesn't happen in the NFL. That magical run that the Browns went in the final stretch of last season, that almost never happens.
Yeah,
so if
over.
They're waiting for something like that, a Nick Chubb, maybe an Njoku, and somebody else to quarterback the team, that's not going to happen again.
I'm begging somebody with a grip on reality to tell me different, that this is who they are. Because this is who they are. I want somebody with a grip on reality. Tell me I'm wrong, please. I'm asking. I want to be wrong. I want to be wrong. Because if I'm wrong, that means I don't have to go through any of these things that Dave was just talking about. I want to be wrong. Make it historical. I'm one of the radio shows that want to be wrong. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me why.